Well, I got three sets of birds here. Okay, I want you to tell me which one's which. On set number one, the daddy and mama bird, they bring up a couple of worms to the baby birds, a couple of grasshoppers, a couple of crickets, but way too early. And they don't even bring up, you know, the daddy bird, he's at the bar drinking beers a lot, and the mama bird, she's off, you know, playing a lot, and babies aren't getting that much. But they do a little bit. But then they push the baby birds out too early. And some of them get broken wings. Some of them get hurt so bad that they never really fly. Okay, that's family number one. Now, family number two, the mama bird says, son, it's time for you to be pushed out of the nest. But I'm scared, mama. It's okay. Now watch your daddy fly. He's going to show you. Watch. Watch what he does. See, because see, you're strong enough. We've been bringing you grasshoppers and crickets and worms. You've got all your feathers. You're not too fat yet. You're strong. Now see how daddy flaps his birds. Watch him. And see, we built our nest very high up here on the top of the tree. So you have a lot of distance because when we push you out, you're going to start to fall. But don't worry because we put some grass down there and some hay. Even if you do fall, you're not going to get hurt. And we're not going to push you out if there's hawks above us or cats below us. We're only going to push you out when it's safe. But as you start to fall, put your belly down and just start flapping your wings. And just trust us. Watch how daddy does it. And then watch how he comes and lands. Okay, I want you to do just what daddy does. Okay, so they watch and they go, you ready, son? He goes, I'm ready. And they push him out of the nest. That's bird family number two. Now, bird family number three, daddy says, shouldn't we push these baby birds out of the nest? They're getting pretty big. And mama says, no, they're so young. There's danger. There's cat. Just go get them some more worms. Go get them some more crickets. Don't be so mean of a daddy. He says, okay. And he goes and gets more and more. And he feeds them and they feed them. And they won't push him out. And she doesn't trust you. They might fall. What if they get hurt? She's so scared. And they keep getting fatter and fatter. They get so fat. They get too fat. They can't even fly. And daddy bird. And they get so, these baby birds get so demanding. Demanding. They want more and more food, and they're hungry, and they're fat, and he's sick and tired of it. He wants to go to the bar where the other bird was, and just go have a beer. He didn't even want to come home, and she's getting skin rashes. The mama's getting losing her feathers because of all the stress, and they're unhappy, and everything else is going on, and the baby's getting more and more demanding. Now, one set of these birds are responsible parents. One set of these parent birds are under responsible, and one set of these birds, papa and mama birds, are over responsible. So here, let's play the game. One, two, or three. Which ones are under responsible? Which one are responsible?
Number two.
Which ones are over responsible?
Number three.
Now, what happens to the baby birds of the over responsible family? Do they become over responsible too? Responsible or under responsible?
Under responsible.
They're under responsible. Okay, now. Those birds, they're having trouble, so their friends say, hey, I got a coach, he coaches birds, his name's Dale, go call my coach, he's a bird coach, right? And they call Dale the bird coach. And the babies say, my dad and mom never feed us that much, they're so mean to us, he's always at the bar, and they never taught us how to fly, and we're miserable. What do I do? And I tell the baby bird, I go, look, you are right. Your parents were over-responsible. They crossed boundaries. They did things for you that were too much, they did too much for you. And now you're under-responsible. They go, I am? I go, yeah. So you're making excuses and you're blaming and everything, and you're not flying. You're under responsible. See, anytime you blame and complain and you say you think you're a victim, you're under responsible. You gotta grow up. Now the parents say, when they call me to coach them, the baby birds, I says, I only coach the baby birds if I coach you first. They go, why? I says, because you're half the problem. I coach you first, then I'll coach your baby birds if you want me to. And they go, okay, coach me. And I say, okay, daddy bird, mama bird, see, you're over responsible. Who do you think you are? You are making these baby birds powerless. You're moving them out of their power. They have no personal power. They're victims. They blame everybody but themselves. They take no responsibility because you've been taking the responsibility for them. Stop it. Well, what do we do now? I go, what do you think you do? And the daddy says, let's just push them out of them. Let's just push them out. And mama bird looks at me and goes, is that what we did? And I go, no. Are you kidding? They're so fat, they'll fall straight to the ground. They'll die. They're not going to make it. They go, well, what do we do? And I said, well, what do you think you're going to do? What do you think? What would you suggest? What would you think I'm going to tell them to do?
Don't feed them as much.
How about don't feed them at all? Watch. Stop feeding them. Now, you go, well, wait a minute. Stop feeding them. Won't they die? No, they got a bunch of fat on their body. They're not going to die till all that fat's gone. They're not going to die. But I'm going to tell you something. They're going to pretend like they're dying. They're going to act like they're dying. And they're going to be really, really mad. And they're going to squawk, and they're going to curse you out, and they're going to blame you, and they're going to vandalize the nest, and they're going to be pooping all over the place, and they're going to be so mad at you because you're not feeding them, because you've been feeding, but they got to lose weight. They got to lose weight, and you're going to have to take this heat. Now, daddy, mommy, are you strong enough? Are you balanced enough? Do you care about them? Do you love them enough? Because they are going to be abusive. They're going to be angry. They're going to complain. They're going to peck you. They're going to be mad. Because they're under responsible. They're demanding, and they're going to be mean. Can you take it? Because if you don't, they're going to die. They're never going to learn how to fly. And you're going to be pushed out of the nest. You're going to fly away to get away from them. They're going to die up there. Do you love them? Yes, we do. Then you got to stop feeding them. You go, okay. And sure enough, it all happens. They finally lose weight, and then they push them out of the nest, and they finally fly.